Good Boy, Australian Army Working Dog posthumously awarded highest gallantry honor. By Simon Kent on October 26, 2018. An Australian Army Working Dog shot 5 times by the Taliban has been posthumously awarded the Dickon Medal, widely considered the Victoria Cross for animals. Kuka the Belgian Malinois became the first Australian dog to be so honored since World War II when he received it posthumously on Friday. Victoria Cross recipient and former military dog handler Mark Donaldson VC and his military dog Odin accepted the medal on behalf of Kuka, who died from his wounds in July 2012. We are proud to announce #AUS Army Special Operations Military Working Dog Kuka was posthumously awarded the Dickon Medal by British charity the ATPDSA_HQ today at the ATAW Memorial. It is an honor for this award to be presented to one of our own. pic.twitter.com/f23stakilal. Australian Army, at Australian Army, October 26, 2018. Mary Riley from the British-based People's Dispensary for Sick Animals, PDSA, which awards the Dickon Medal, told ABC News it was given out very rarely for only the most conspicuous bravery among animals. Kuka's sacrifice was an ultimate sacrifice, she said. The reason he got the Dickon Medal was he just was so courageous. It has become known as the animal's Victoria Cross. His Australian Special Forces handler described the action in Afghanistan during which Kuka was wounded. I let Kuka off to patrol ahead and scout, Sergeant Jay said. Before long, the Malinois indicated he could sense something lying in wait. As Kuka was starting to swim across the river, that's when the first burst of automatic gunfire came in around him. I could see the rounds kicking up around him in the water. On behalf of the Australian Army, I wish to acknowledge Special Operations Military Working Dog Kuka on being awarded the ATPDSA_HQ Dickon Medal. Known as the VC for Animals, the award reflects the actions and courage Kuka demonstrated supporting troops on operations in Afghanistan. pic.twitter.com/ms8e6ejxl. Lutgun Ritber, at #AUS Army, October 26, 2018. Despite the gunfire, Kuka pushed on to the other side of the river, where he charged the terrorist, and grabbed onto him. That forced that insurgent to target him as opposed to targeting us, Sergeant Jay said. The insurgent had an AK-47, and managed to get a shot onto Kuka, which forced him to let his grip go. The terrorist escaped, but not before Kuka was shot 5 times and sustained shrapnel wounds to much of his body. But he didn't give up. Kuka was there. He was sort of sitting there. I could see his leg was broken, Sergeant Jay said. I thought I'd give it a chance and see if he'd come if I called him. Sergeant Jay provided immediate care, and an emergency medical evacuation was called in. He was in a pretty bad way at that point, the handler said. Kuka spent the next 9 months with vets in Afghanistan, Germany, and Australia, who treated him and attempted to rehabilitate him. Eventually, cumulative stress from the injuries and the recovery process proved too much. Kuka died in July 2012. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.